Also the Shmaya of the Simen Shin Mem Siv Zayin. Let's take a look at the Mechaber. Osam Shemahatku Habgodim. There are those people who tighten their garments Siviv Zroosehem around their wrists. Al Yidei Hachut Shemotzen Osam Mitzadeh. There was a style in those times that to take a string that was part of the garment, it was left out so that you could tighten it, so then, like the way in which you have similar but different, like you have in coats, so you'll sometimes use a string to tighten it. So that's going to be usher, because last night we learned that there is an Isra of Moteach, that by tightening something, that is considered as if one is doing tfira, not only being tofer to tchipos, but even tightening is enough to be chayiv if you're tightening two tchivos. And therefore, also the Moschon continues the Mechaber, Elim Kain, you on the cover Rechavim Ktat. The only way it's going to be mutter is if it has its own tunnel. Very similar to today's coat. It will be mutter to do it in today's coat because then we would consider it as if they're separate and apart from the rest of the strings, and you wouldn't be considered as if you're doing moteach umesukanim b'tfira b'igol. So that's the halacha in regards to tightening it. So over here the halacha is clear that to be moteach, to tighten, is going to be aser. However, this is going to take us to a very, very big issue for halacha l'maisa that has nothing to do with tightening, and that is that we have to go to Simen Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel. Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, we have a Ramah. And the Ramah seems at first glance to be silent about what he himself wrote about in Shin Yud Zayin Gimel. Now Shin Yud Zayin Gimel is important for us to learn. It's going to set the stage for Hilchos Korea, the Mechaber. And the Ramah is going to bring up another issue that's relevant to us. So, to set the stage for Malachim Korea, the Mechaber says, Matirim beis hatzavra mikesher shekashu koveis, she'enu kesher shel kayama. A kesher that's not meant to last, you're allowed to undo if it's something that a launderer did in order for it to be removed. Now, there is a big machlokis, how long, what a period of time, it would be considered as a kesher shel kayama. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two deos in Sifkat HaChafalim. One, the position of the Levush, who says that it's a kesher shel kayama if the launderer made the knot with the awareness that someone's going to open it. Or the second opinion is a taz that says you have only a day. Rav Neman Sal Shlita is choshesh for this position. So up until a day is not a kesher shel kayama. Anything more than that, is we have to treat midrabanan as a kesher. Okay, so that's two opinions that we have over here in the Mishnah Berurah. But at the end of the day, if it's a kesher shein shel kayama, let's say you won't made it for less than a day, it's mutter. Avol ein pochsin osam mechadash, but you're not allowed to rip open a hole in a garment. Let's say you want to make the hole a neck hole, then in such case it's going to be osur. The misakim manu, that's considered misakim manu. What we're going to focus on is the Ramah's comment on the resha. Hagoa afilu kvar niftach, even if it was already open, rashi chazor uman uksharo tfaro biyachad. What happens if the Uman didn't do a kesher, but rather what he did was he did a tfira she'eno shel kayama? So what's the halach in regards to tfira she'eno shel kayama? So here the Ramah's first opinion is that it's aser. That even though we learned that kesher shel kayama is going to be mutter, however, if he does a tfira shel kayama, then in such a case it's going to be also. V'lochein, says Ramah, also lenatek o lachtoch zuk shel menolim hatzfurim yachad. In those days, they didn't have what they have in Peles. I think Peles just went bankrupt, right? But that they didn't have what they have in Peles, and that is that you attach the two shoes with a piece of like plastic and so on. The artisan would sew them together. Kedesh shem nelson, avagav tefir shel shel kayama, de ein chiluk, Saint Tfir Shel Kayama, Le'ena Shel Kayama. The Mordechi says that since people can't tell the difference between a Sefira Shel Kayama and a Sefira Shel Kayama, in contrast to a Kesher, it's much more obvious. So therefore, we're Oser Mid Rabbana to open even a Sefira She'ena Shel Kayama. That is the halacha. So far, so good? Any questions? So far, so good? Says Ramah. V'yesh matirim b'tfir she'en shel kiyama. Some say it's mutter. V'ein lahatir b'fnei am ha'aretz. Because am ha'aretz also is not going to know the difference between tofer tfir she'en shel kiyama. And therefore, it could only be done shelo b'fnei am ha'aretz. Rabbosai, here's the bomb question. Here we go. Over here, the Ramah was meikil yesh lahatirim b'fnei am ha'aretz. And if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be that we could follow this shita. Nevertheless, here's the kasha. In Shin Mem, Siv Zayin, what did we learn? We learned that you're not allowed to tighten the string. What's the Yisra over there, Rabotai? Sfira. If the Yisra over there is Sfira, is that Sfira Shel Kayama? Or Sfira Shena Shel Kayama? The Sfira Shena Shel Kayama. If that's so, so why is it that the Maramah is not Masig? So, let me jump to Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in a Ha'ara, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, was Mekil on this question. And he went with the fact that it's true, that in this Sefer that we have in front of us, the Ramad is not Masig in Shin Mem Zayin. However, in the Sefer Darche Moshe, the Ramah mentions that he was already Mekel in Shin Yud Zayin. So it could be the reason why the Ramah was a Masig is he himself writes in the Darche Moshe that he was already Mekel. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskin based on this halacha. And that is that if a person is doing a Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama, then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. Even though the simple reading of Shin Mem Siv Zayin is that's going to be Usser. I throw out, our Masaira that we're presenting is a Masaira for the Poske Ashkenaz. I throw out for the Chachmei Svarad what the halach would be. L'chura comes out L'chumra because the Machaber was Machmir in Shin Mem Siv Zayin. Adayin Tzarechiyun, how Svaradim would be able to justify this. Where does this come up? Halach Alamaisa comes up, Baruch Hashem, we have fathers here. Baruch Hashem, fathers who are still changing diapers. So, what qualifies as tofer? Is it only sewing? Poskim say no. An iser of sewing would also be adhesive tape. What's the difference between the two? There's the kasha. How is one allowed to attach, let's say even a diaper, one end to the neck? If the halacha is that Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama is going to be Aser, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, no. We paskin that Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama is Mutter, and therefore, if you're attaching the adhesive, you know that you're going to be taking it off within 24 hours. So then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Oh, so then, not only is it going to be mutter to attach the adhesive together, you'd also be able to take it off. Terech Agav, Rav Nevinsal says that scotch, that's what we call it, not scotch, drink, not whiskey, but scotch, which is referred to as Velcro here in Israel, so that is never going to be considered a chash of tfira, since it's never ever made to last. Velcro is always made to be undone. Tape is made to be attached. So therefore, the halacha would be that it would be considered a problem only on tape. But the tape that you do when you're attaching a diaper is for less than 24 hours. Therefore, halacha is going to be moved. And the inverse then would also be true. Then to remove the adhesive. So then in such a case also, you're doing koreya on something that was less than 24 hours. The halacha is that it's going to be mutter. The only big hack is what would you say in regards to closing the diaper after you remove the diaper to throw in the garbage? So some poskim are machmir and say, since when you're closing it for the last time, it's giving, saying goodbye to the diaper. So then, in such a case, that's going to be l'kayama until the diaper is destroyed in the garbage bin, wherever dirty diapers end up. So I'm sure people who are concerned about the environment will tell you that it's not the best thing for the environment wherever it ends up. But at the end of the day, so what is there? Are you allowed to close it with the adhesive when you throw it out? So here, Shlomo Zalman has an interesting take. Shlomo Zalman says like this: at first glance, it should be usur. And that, in the first edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos study came out, should be usur. And the example that was given was the case of Eged of a lulav. The Gemara tells us that in the third parak of Sukkah, that to tie together the lulav is going to be an example of a kesher shel kayama. Now, let's analyze. When a person ties his lulav, does he want it to last forever? No. All he wants is for 7 days. He doesn't care what you're going to do with the kesher after 7 days. So what do you see from here? That if someone ties something, even though he's not interested in it forever to stay like that, since he doesn't intend to undo it, then in such a case it's considered a kesher. It says Rav Shlomo Zalman, at first glance, one could say that this is like the kesher shel kayama, that over here, it's not that you have das to undo it, and therefore you don't care what's going to happen after. If you don't care what's going to happen afterwards, so then in such a case, that would be the same thing. Or, and this is the side that he's more noted towards, it's different. By a kesher shel kayama, then in such a case, when you're kosher it, you want it now to be shel kayama. You want it to be shel kayama, and you're just not thinking about 7 days down the line. Over here, is it that you want it to be shel kayama, or just that you want it to be kashur, to be tightened until it gets to the garbage? Once it gets to the garbage, you don't even care. It's different than a kesher shel kayama, that your only interest is to be tofer or to be kosher for that period of time. And therefore, it seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman came out lakula in this regard, and that is, I think, halach lamaisa, that one would be able to close in the tab. There are those who are machmir, who they will open and they will close, but they will not, that when they throw it out, then they won't close it. Another interesting... was to open and close beforehand.
Open and close.
Right. Okay. So that psak that was given is based on the following. Okay. Let me give a little bit of background. Rav Daniel, you're dealing with another issue. The issue that Rav Daniel is dealing with, I skipped over that issue. And that is the following. How could you open up the tabs in the first place if when they did the tefirah, they did the tefirah for an extended period of time? When they put the tabs, they attach the tabs the first place. So the suggestion is that if you open it up before Shabbos, so then your intention is that when you reattach it is for less than 24 hours. Oh, so here there's another thing that we have from our Messiah from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, b'fidyeved, that he said there's a lot of room to be makel. What's the reason? This is also brought down in Shmir Shabbos Gilchus stuff. He said, because when the manufacturer makes the adhesive and puts it down, his whole intention, his whole rough zone is that one day you're going to open it up. So that's not called a Tfira Shel Kayama. That's not called a Tfira Shel Kayama. Then the only question is, are you Mekel on Tofer Shein Shel Kayama? Are you Machmir for the Mardechi or are you not? So that's where we saw that Zarchne Moshe is Mekel. So the Machmirim are saying, but it was put there for an extended period of time. It could be it was sitting on the shelf for a long, long time. So, but the Mekilim are going to say, no, that's going to be different. What's going to be different about this case? What's going to be different in this case is that when they put it down, they wanted you to open it. Their whole intention was for it to be open. Therefore, the halacha is that it would be mutter. Okay, Mirtzah Hashem, tomorrow night, late tomorrow night, we'll continue.
So in regards to a band-aid, so we're going to give it a whole separate shear.
Not the same discussion.
Right.